I think weird is growing apart from the internet.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't, you know, he's lost that loving feeling. He's he's not doing the cheery hello internet anymore.
I still love the internet, but you just distracted me with the silent shit.
It's those little things that mean so much that are the first to go when love fades. And
weird doesn't bring the internet flowers anymore.
That's right.
Look, you know? Internet, I still love you. I just want to fuck other people.
Internet, your sister's pretty cute.
Dear internet, I would like to fuck a local area network that I work with.
Oh, God.
Did you see the racks on that land?
Oh, that was extra dirty, Alan.
Oh, it's officially there. Oh, man.
I have your badass word of the week.
What
or
is
your
it?
Badass phrase of the week.
What's it's called Pepe, isn't it?
Exo-atmospheric kill vehicle.
I do like that.
I need to know more about this.
Well, what they did was they launched an ICBM and then they launched another missile at it to take it out.
And, do you know why this is happening?
And they hit. Yeah, because of North Korea.
Because Secretary of Defense Mattis keeps other people up at night. I was just like, yes!
That was a great answer.
This is making America great again.
Yep.
Just the unmitigated... I mean, I'm surprised his balls didn't clank together when he got up from that interview.
You know what I love about that? Is like, when he said it, he didn't even blink.
Oh, yeah!
It was like he didn't pause, he didn't blink, he didn't think about it. No.
Yep. That was right from the heart. That was not John F. Kerry saying, "Can I get me a hunting license here?" That was like, "Yeah, no, I keep them up at night."
Yeah.
It was like that was Patton saying, "No, the secret is to make the other poor bastard die for his country."
Yep. That is the secret.
He all but dared. He's like, "Go ahead, give me a reason to obliterate somebody, please." We haven't wiped out a culture this month.
Yeah. We got all these missiles sitting around going bad because we can't use them on anything. Come on.
First damn thing I did, fucking Moab in Afghanistan. Go ahead. Give me a reason.
I don't even need to worry about the nuclear stuff. We got all sorts of these cool conventional bombs that just blow shit up in weird and interesting ways. And I just want to watch a satellite feed.
I don't want to watch a bird. I want to make it bird.
Have you guys seen the movie on Netflix called War Machine?
No.
I watched half of it.
I heard the AC/DC song. Does that count?
Okay, well.
I was thinking about.
No, it doesn't.
AC/DC, that's Black Sabbath.
No, AC/DC has a War Machine.
AC/DC did a War Machine too?
Yeah, Black Sabbath is War Pigs.
Oh, there's War Pigs. You're right. Shit. Damn it. I tried to correct you.
Even though you can't see it. I'm sorry, Brita. Please continue.
War Machine on Netflix. Well, first of all, I want to say that this is a feature-length, you know, feature film only on Netflix, made by Netflix, never being, you know, released anywhere else, you know, yet, which is kind of groundbreaking in itself.
I have been waiting for this for ages. I've been waiting for it since before there was streaming. I was hoping that like somebody would do the, I mean, just like you've got now, you've got premium wine in boxes and premium wine with screw tops because they're like, yeah, fuck it. Corks suck. We don't need a cork. The cork doesn't make the wine any better. So guess what? We don't need to do the cork. And people then legitimately know if we put a wine in a fucking bag and put that bag in a box, that's a better container for wine. And so
we have like privately owned companies like setting up spaceships now,
yep.
You know, or attempting to anyway.
And but, I've got a home theater and I have got a home theater I did not pay a lot of money for. And guess what? When I go to a movie at the local theater, I have to get there on time. I have to buy a ticket. I have to find the right theater. I have to find a seat and hope it's a good one and hope I'm not sitting beside somebody that's repugnant. and I have to listen to people coughing and chattering and all that. And if somebody stands up or somebody brought a kid into an R-rated film and the kid starts screaming bloody murder because they don't realize that that's simulated violence on the screen. And meanwhile, number one, I'm going to be drinking a soft drink, not a hard drink. And when that soft drink comes time to do, I have to make a choice to cross my legs and hold it for the rest of the movie or get up and miss some of the movie to go use the bathroom. Meanwhile, at home, as soon as I have a copy of the movie, I can put it in my DVD player whenever, or Blu-ray player, whenever I fucking feel like it. I can play the movie. I can have myself a Manhattan while I'm watching said movie. I can have popcorn because I'm not paying $5 for a box of popcorn. Thank you very much. I pay $3 for like a pound of popcorn. And then when I have to go pee, I pause the movie. I walk to the bathroom. I use the bathroom. I come back out. I put the movie back on. I miss nothing. If I start getting sleepy, I stop the movie. I go to sleep. I wake up. I finish watching the movie. Like, so much better than watching a movie in the theater. Meanwhile, I'm also watching on a couch on full recline. Awesome. Ooh, did we lose Brita?
No. Oh, I guess we did.
Yes, we did. Don't. But either way, I am super duper glad. Yeah, that now it's Netflix is doing just the nope. We don't need theaters. Because movie theaters are garbage.
And you haven't been to the movies in a long time, have you, Weird?
I have.
Because think popcorn's only $5.
Is it that much more? I don't buy any concessions whatsoever.
Yeah, popcorn's way more than that now.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't even have a drink when I'm at the movie theater because number one, I don't want to have to pee. And number two, I'm not spending that kind of money for it, nor am I smuggling like a warm Coke in my pocket into the movie theater. But I do like to have a soda and a bowl of popcorn in front of me when I watch a movie, but yeah, no, I don't even touch the concession stand. Screw that noise.
Yeah. I'm with you, unless it's like a super huge blockbuster.
I've got a nice IMAX near my house, so I will drive to the IMAX because that is something that I can't get at home. It's not the local multiplex, which is literally looks exactly the same as my TV and sounds just about the same as my surround sound system, if not worse. But I'll watch a movie in IMAX because that is giving me something that I can't get at home.
I guess Brita lost her internet or something.
Yeah. That sucks.
She's like, nuts to you, back to the hammock.
I think she was trying to talk about the War Machine. That was Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Yeah, it is awesome because it's exactly that. I was, you know, I mentioned the screw top and box wine because that was normally the garbage shit. And the same thing goes with direct to video. That's just saying, no, that's fucking low budget shit. That's Disney just capitalizing on money and like dumping all the big name actors. But instead it's, you know, you can, why wouldn't you have direct to video? That would be awesome. There's no reason why you wouldn't. I mean, especially given, I mean, major studios are going to have a hard time backing it. That's why it's Netflix, because Netflix is a major studio, but it's not a major studio that gives that is a standard studio.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of, you know, Netflix is Amazon is doing first run, no theatrical release, major name movies. Hulu is, I mean, you're seeing the complete divorcing of content from traditional channels. If I was theaters, I'd be, you know, if I owned a theater, I'd be selling it.
Who'd buy it?
Yeah, well. Some church would buy it, you know.
Yeah, that's actually that was just about to say that there was the multiplex in there were two big multiplexes in Portland, this town ain't big enough for two, you know, isn't big enough for two multiplexes, and so one of them closed down and a church bought it. And then I think the church went under.
Yeah.
Sorry, them souls ain't gonna save themselves.
Yeah. But yeah, but I mean the conventional, like your 20th Century Fox and you know, Touchstone Pictures and all those guys. I mean, when you look at their numbers, all they give a fuck about is opening weekend and theatrical run. Like, they don't care about things like The Big Lebowski, which is a cash motherfucking cow, but it did shit in the theater and then did really, really good, you know, after the fact. You know, in the video, there's a ton of movies that did lousy in the theater and then became a cult classic on, you know, when it was out on video. But the movies don't even think about that. But yet, I mean, the actors and the director, everybody that's attached to that movie and has a piece of the action is getting a piece of the action, and they're happy about that. But the theaters are gonna for whatever reason, the studios are gonna be like, oh no, we're not gonna give you money for the next picture because you had a box office bomb. No, I didn't. I had a box office bomb, but yet I made 10 times your money back. That's not a bomb in my book.
Oh, and hold the presses. Ooh. I just got an email from Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Please stop using our name in your podcast.
No. They're listening? Hello, Netflix.
Young Frankenstein on Netflix now.
Which what?
Young Frankenstein is on Netflix now.
That's Frankenstein.
So there you go. Topical.
That is very topical, Alan.
Kind of
movie
scary.
That was in the theater when none of us were alive.
Is that? That's a lot like,
not exactly.
No, I think at least I think Alan and I think you're the only one that wasn't alive.
Well, what year was that anyway?
76.
I know it appears older because it's black and white, and Mel Brooks had a thing for old timey look because he did silent movie. Holy shit!
74.
74. Okay. Yeah. So it was only a few years before I popped into the world.
So
that's funny. It's like movies that existed. It's funny. Movies that existed before you did are old movies.
Yes.
Movies that existed prior to after you were born, but prior to your consciousness of movies are kind of in a gray area. And then everything after you kind of realize movies, they're like, they're not old. Even if it's like a movie from like the 80s, it's like, oh, that's not old. Yeah, it kind of is.
Well, like even things that were at the time groundbreaking, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's edgy and hip and, oh man, that's so cool. And it's also 23 years old now.
Right. Star Wars.
Yes, but it's also a Quentin Tarantino movie before Quentin Tarantino sucked.
Star Wars.
40. Yeah. 40 damn years old. Star Wars is out there buying itself a red sports car.
You know,
it's got a bad hairpiece, a tap out shirt, and a red Mustang convertible.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, my statement about Young Frankenstein was because he took so much pain to make it look like the old yes. Universal yeah. Frankenstein movies. Sure. So I realized, oh shit. I realized that when I said that, I'm like, oh shit, that's, you know, I know that Mel Brooks is pushing 100. And so it's one of those like, oh, Mel Brooks is old. That movie was definitely from before I was born, but you know, oh wait, it's black and white and looks all grainy and old, but
plus it has Marty Feldman in it.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess it was not that old. Cause certainly it's one of those, like, it's only, you know, Aliens, which technically was around when I was born. I was still probably in an incubator when that movie came out. But that, don't consider that an old movie. Certainly holds up, I think. Haven't seen the new one. Kind of terrified. Not terrified as in it's a space horror, but terrified in the, oh God, are they really going to fuck up like my sci-fi franchise even worse.
What makes it yours?
I mean, mine as in Jay's the Trekkie. Alan's the talkie. Aliens is what I geek out on. Like, it's one of those, like, I'm excited about the new Star Wars movie, but at the same time, if it sucks, I'm not that invested in it. But meanwhile, you know, that person that's got a lightsaber tattooed on their shoulder, they've got a little bit more invested into it if Metachlorians come back.
But they're not going to care. Somebody that into it doesn't think it's going to suck no matter what. I mean, they like the fucking Ewok show on TV. Because it was Star Wars related. Too.
But that was because I was 5.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Oh God.
And now the question is, which Ewok show? Are we talking about the Ewok Christmas special, or are we actually talking about the Ewok animated series?
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't there a cartoon?
Yeah, there were two cartoons. There was Ewoks and there was droids. And I think they showed them back to back. Yeah, one was a cartoon where Wicket was the main character, and the other one was a cartoon where C-3PO and R2-D2 were the main characters.
And R2-D2 was smoking.
Because it was the 80s and everyone was smoking?
No, they did it. They did an anti-smoking PSA, and it was just laughably bad.
I remember that. Oh man,
it's got to be on YouTube. We should find it and put it in the blog thing.
Show notes.
Blogs are dead.
Yeah, they really are.
But it's a good place for people to go when they want to look something up.
The only thing I use the blog for is to generate an RSS feed for the show. In a, you know, a place to download it.
Place to keep your porn.
All right, since we're spiraling out of control here, I'm going to be weird here and say, you know, I think a Montana body slam could be the most disgusting sexual position on Urban Dictionary. That's what I think about it. I try to look it up as my Google search criteria that'll get me the top news stories on what's going on with that.
It's funny because all we have of that is the audio. There was no video. And we got this, you know, liberal reporter. You body slammed me. Dude, really?
You broke my glasses.
If he body slammed you, you wouldn't have the breath to say that he body slammed you.
Yep.
So, come on.
And you wouldn't be complaining about your glasses being broken.
You wouldn't notice they were gone.
Yeah. Oh, I literally got body slammed once. And yeah, no, I was too busy laying there with my diaphragm spasming, trying to get oxygen into my lungs. And before I realized that my glasses had also been thrown across the room.
Yeah. When you can't breathe, nothing else really matters.
Also, who the hell is this guy that's running for office? I mean, it's one of those.
Just some guy.
Most of the time, if a politician knew how to execute a good body slam, they wouldn't be running for office. There's other things for them to do.
I would like to point out that our president hit Vince McMahon with a chair at WrestleMania. So
there you go.
There is precedent.
Though to be fair, he looked like old people fucking when he did it. I mean, it was lousy. The only thing funny about it was the fact that it was Donald Trump hitting Vince McMahon with a chair. And it's even funnier now that it's now the current president of the United States.
Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one of those, like, I mean, he was taught well from it looks like, because it doesn't look completely like shit, but it does look like shit.
Again.
It's like the whole statement of like when they do like the nerd prom, the White House press correspondence, and all these people are doing these like funny gags and all that. And so you're hearing like the president of the United States, you know, doing like a little bit of roasting, and you're like, Yeah, there's a reason why you're the president, not a fucking stand-up comedian.
Yeah, somebody, yeah, like, somebody wrote his jokes and he doesn't know how to deliver them.
You have good writers. You are still doing a shitty job tossing those jokes up there. You're doing a better job than I would. Like, don't get me wrong there, but at the same time, no, man, stick to your day job. Stay in your lane. Yeah, but he won.
Yeah,
and I haven't heard. Has there anything new? Like I've heard, like I've started hearing that, like it is like it was total bullshit. So,
what?
The whole body slam.
Oh yeah, it was total bullshit.
Yeah. So the question is, yeah, is he going to get charged? Is something going to happen?
No, of course not. And he did win.
And he did win handily.
Yeah.
Well, it's Montana. I mean,
yeah. Come on, that's a plus. Yeah. Took out the liberal. I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
Body slamming someone from Daily Mail is a plus. Yeah. It probably gave.
Oh, it was a Guardian. The Guardian, it was even, yeah. Better.
Oh, it was a Guardian.
Yeah, the Garudian.
Daily Mail was the only English one I could think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, but the Daily Mail is actually almost a journalistic piece.
No, that's the Sun, and that's because they show titties.
Do they show titties?
Page 6 girl, or page 3, or... That's where Samantha Fox got her start.
Page
there
something.
We go. I'll throw that one down.
Boy, there's a blast from the 80s. Jeez. Hey,
which one's Samantha Fox?
Oh, weird.
What was her song? I Want to Have Some Fun. That was the song.
Okay, I know her.
She's responsible for some knuckle children.
Hey, President Trump announces U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord.
Thank God.
You know, it's funny. We're withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord, which is a treaty that was never ratified. Right. So we were never part of it. So how can you withdraw for something that you were never part of?
Easy. You're just making it clear on the, it's like telling the instead of hanging up on the telemarketer, simply telling him, take me off your phoning list. It is the, I am not giving you money now, nor am I ever going to give you money. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And the horse you rode in on.
And everybody, and every horse that looks like you.
Yeah. And then what is it? Mayor, the, was it the governor of New York or the mayor of New York City? Which one was it that said they were going to stay in it?
Good for you.
That was that was the mayor of Boston was for sure. Marty Walsh.
No, there was the New York. Oh yeah. Statement. New York mayor. Oh, it was mayor of New York. Blasio.
Yeah.
President Trump can turn his back on the world, but the world cannot ignore the very real threat of climate change. And on the behalf of the people of New York City and alongside mayors across the country, I'm committing to honor the goals of the Paris Agreement with an executive order.
Just like I'm committing to honor the memory of a Puerto Rican terrorist.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
You guys heard about that, right?
The
Puerto Rican Pride Parade was they were going to be honoring whoever the fuck that bomber was that Obama freed.
Yep.
And a bunch of people are pulling themselves out, going, you know, fuck you guys. No. I'm all for Puerto Rico and I'm all for you people enjoying that stuff, but seriously, draw a fucking line, have some fucking decency. And de Blasio was like, I'm going, because literally de Blasio is the reason why Hillary lost.
Well, he's
the fact that politicians like him exist is exactly why Hillary lost.
I think Anthony Weiner had a lot more to do with it, if we're, you know, sticking to New York politicians.
Well, I'm just going on just these just completely, like, we've got the cities and they're insane. I mean, those of us who are normal, functional human beings are just like, what the fuck is up with you people? You know, I remember in the height of the Iraq and the Iraq and Afghanistan war, my wife had to step into like a store to buy something in like Burlington, Vermont. And I couldn't get any of the news stations that I was listening to. And I just kept scrolling and scrolling until I got to NPR. And I just said, oh, fuck it. I'm going to listen to this. And what they talk about, they talked about the plight of plastic bags in Africa.
I got a question for you. There's a new statistic out that says newspaper circulation is at a 77% or 77-year low. So that basically that goes back to 1940.
Yeah, you have to go back to, you know, the run up to World War II.
Right, but 1940, I mean 1940, there was a lot of really profitable newspapers all over the place.
Well, but there was no television to speak of.
Right, but what I'm saying
is you had newspapers and radio.
Yeah,
and there weren't that many people.
But wait a minute, no, we're talking about circulation. It's raw numbers, 34.6 million. 6 million less than the paper sold in 1940. But in 1940, newspapers was a good, profitable business. Now, with the exact same circulation, it is not profitable. What's the difference? Why was the same circulation profitable in 1940 and unprofitable today? It's got to be cheaper to produce a newspaper today than it was in 1940. Labor alone. I mean, come on.
I don't know. 1940, you know, you pretty much had indentured servants.
Yeah, but you had to pay people to do it. You had to pay. Everything was manual. Everything was manual. Now it's all, you know, now you can make a whole newspaper with one guy. I'm just,
you got to pay that guy $50. You know, you've got a couple of 8-year-olds. You pay them a quarter for the entire year, and you're done.
I can tell you what the difference is. It's ads.
Yeah.
They made a shitload of money off of ads in 1940, and today they don't make shit off of ads. So circulation
Do they get any money for the coupons? Because that's my newspaper. The Boston Globe gets dropped on my doorstep on Sunday morning. I take it out. I fish out the funnies, and I fish out the coupons, and I throw the rest in the recycling bin.
Well, of course they do get money for the coupons, but that's just a delivery.
And then I read Doonesbury and go, Gary Trudeau, you fucking hero! Oh God, Gary Trudeau, you are such a brave soul.
Why is he a brave soul?
Oh, he's just a dumbass, and he thinks he's a genius.
Oh.
Come on, yeah. He's standing up to the man.
He's a Yale graduate that's never worked a day in his life.
Wow.
I mean, he's never had a real job. I can't say that he's never worked a day in his life because he had to bust ass to create Doonesbury. He does not bust his ass anymore creating Doonesbury, but he did have to bust ass to create Doonesbury. But it's one of those. Writing a story about everyday people in politics when you are not an everyday person in any way, shape, or form, that's kind of tough. Like Dilbert is still fucking hilarious because guess what? Scott Adams fucking killed his ass in a cubicle for years and built up all sorts of jaded views of the world that he coined out on his little pointy-haired dude. You know, but meanwhile, Gary Trudeau, nope. He started producing Doonesbury or whatever the precursor to it was for the student newspaper on campus.
Oh, yeah.
and became syndicated he might have even still been in college when he got his first syndication. Like that is all he's done.
Well,
judging how liberal he is, there's probably a very high chance that he was a Trustafarian. So he didn't even scoop ice cream or bag groceries or wash dishes during the summer times.
That brings up another thing I wanted to talk about.
Well, somebody, you talk about it, because somebody's got to talk. Otherwise, it's the lamest podcast.
Somebody brought up on the Facebook about
the Facebook.
Somehow
they went to the Walmarts.
Yeah, somehow the topic came up about, and I may have contributed to it, about the shitty attitude of kids that come into work and, you know, it's like their first job. and they have no work ethic and they can't do anything and they don't know how to, you know, they don't know how to come in and work and do a job and, you know, shut the fuck up and do their job and, you know, get a job done and then come back the next day and do the same damn thing all over again, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, I think this, I mean, the way schools are, I mean, we've talked about schools on this before, and I honestly think, there's two things that have really done a disservice to a lot of people, and then one is child labor laws, and the other is compulsory education. I think there's a large number of children that don't belong in school because, I mean, let's face it, they're not learning anything.
My generation was probably the one of the earlier generations to the Occupy Wall Street crowd, which was, we were directly sold. You go to college, you're going to be making so much more money than you if you didn't go to college,
which was a lie.
And that's all. And that was all they said. Yes, I'm making a lot more money than some of my, you know, counterparts that didn't go to college, because guess what? Yeah, no, I wanted to be a scientist. And hey, guess what? I went to school in the sciences, because guess what? You can be a scientist without a college education, but that's a real tough slog.
Yeah.
And it's an uphill battle, but guess what? You get a college degree. Oh no, you can make some bank. And, sure. But meanwhile, you know, I actually bumped into, I was up in Maine and bumped into one of the guys I went to high school with, and he, and you know, it was my wife and I and this guy and his wife were all in the marching band together.
Oh boy.
Oh man. That is some serious geekery right there. I'm almost embarrassed to say that. Thankfully I don't get embarrassed very easily. But you know, I was asking him what they did, and he was like, oh, my dad has a plumbing and heating company, and he's pretty much retired, so now I'm running the company. And I went, dude, fucking awesome. That's great. And there's something right there of the, no, you didn't need to go to college for that.
No.
I hope he didn't.
Maybe some community college for, like, you know, bookkeeping and,
yeah. His dad runs the company, and probably his dad's a plumber.
Yeah.
You want to talk about someone without their head in their ass?
Yeah.
Plumbers and mechanics are the two ones without their head in their ass. Well, and that's also the, hey dad, can I have a new pair of sneakers, or can I have a new video game? Or this dude was in the drum line. Can I have a new drum kit? Sure. When the phone rings at 5 a.m., make sure you get your ass dressed.
Yeah.
You're gonna be lumping tools and pipes out from the truck down to me while I'm getting somebody's furnace running again at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids would benefit from, you know, skipping the school thing. You know, once you get past the basics of, you know, like elementary school, you know, learning how to read and write. And for a lot of people, that should be the end, you know, go be an apprentice somewhere, learn how to do something useful.
We need to indoctrinate them though, Alan.
We need to stop with the whole pushing people in so that you can get people into your college. So you can tell them about what piece of shit the people in flyover country are, and, you know, how evil the Republicans are, but also, they've got this whole dogma of the, you know, go to college and make more money, even though, again, the colleges are just, because of all the federal subsidized loans that are non-bankruptcy dischargeable and all that, the colleges keep, it's the same as the healthcare industry. They keep jacking up their fees and lowering the bottom line.
That's exactly what it is.
And then, of course, you've got, I mean, all these universities with these degrees that no one is going to use.
Right.
Like, it's not like, okay, yes, if you've got, you can get your master's in Egyptology. All right. That is overall a dead end fucking degree, but there is work for Egyptologists. They need to have at least one Egyptologist in every museum that has a mummy.
Yeah. And so there's like,
there's a bunch of digs going on in Egypt,
yeah,
or a bunch of like universities that are analyzing shit that's come back from the dig in Egypt. So there is work for Egyptologists. There's just not a whole lot. I mean, I'm living proof. I'm a marine biologist. Talk about a fucking, like, as far as the sciences go, that's a real slim. I mean, the only thing worse is, I mean, speak about the Paris Accord is if you're an ecologist or climatologist, the people that are working for big government to get the global warming grants, that is a fucking rough science degree. It's real science, but good luck trying to find someone to pay you to do it.
No, that's not rough. All you got to do is say, yes, man is causing global warming, and you get all kinds of grants.
Yeah. I mean, you got to write the grants first that says that.
No, you get interns to write the grants.
Maybe go in and glad hand your local politician and let them know that don't worry. The numbers are going to be coming your way. Don't worry. The fix is in. But again, I got in a real narrow scientific field to start off in marine biology, and I got the hell out of it because it wasn't going to pay the bills. I wasn't going to be doing the work that I wanted to. But when it comes to women's studies and, you know, just, I mean, there's all these like weird fucking majors out there that no one's going to use that. Like
So historically, people went to school, you know, when colleges were created, you went to school to be a priest. Mm-hmm. That's what they were. And then later on, you went to school to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, and that was it. If you wanted to be like an engineer, you joined the army and learned how to do, you know, engineering in the army. And then, you know, gradually, universities expanded and people, you know, people with money went to, you know, like, I mean, you know, back in the, you know, before say 1980, you know, if you wanted to take mommy and daddy's money and go get a bullshit degree in college that was not going to earn you any money. Oh, okay. You came out of college with a degree.
Well, it might earn you money because university degrees were so rare back then that you logged the 4 years and work and they kicked people out back then.
Right. Well, and you went to school and you got a teaching degree or you got, you know, I mean, stuff like that was moderately useful. But the whole point is you were paying your own way. You weren't running up $100,000 of debt for a degree that's never going to pay you $100,000. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people now that are graduate. If they graduate, the sad thing is you got people getting sold a bill of goods. They're idiots.
Oh, I know.
And they're being sold the college story, and the colleges are accepting them because they'll take anybody that can get a college loan. They're letting them fail through for a couple of years while they run up, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 worth of debt. And then they get kicked out for bad grades or they can't hack it or whatever. And now they don't even have a college degree they paid that money for.
Oh man. No, I mean, it's even worse than that. It's just people that went to college because that's what you do. I have my high school diploma. What do you do with your high school diploma? You let your college know that you have a high school diploma,
right?
So that they'll take you, and then you essentially have 13th grade, someplace that's not in your hometown. But I knew people that were fucking juniors. They've been going there for 3 fucking years, and they hadn't declared a major yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so like they ended up like dropping out.
They're majoring in undeclared.
Yeah. They would take their general eds and take their general eds. And you could probably go for, you know, 2 years, 2.5 years, just taking all the bullshit courses and maybe a few things that, oh, this seems interesting. That seems interesting. hoping that there's the fucking stars are going to align. I mean, I don't know what the hell their thought was. You know, I don't know anybody that went, you know, that showed up at school without a declared major that didn't had any sort of successful career. You know, maybe someone will email me or post in the Facebook group that they did that. But all the people I knew that showed up as undeclared majors, I mean.
Yeah, if you're going to show up at college with an undeclared major, you need to not be there.
Yeah, that's like backing out of your driveway, not knowing where you're going.
Right. What do you?
I'm sorry, my street goes in two directions. You know, if you're hoping to arrive in Houston and you start heading north, it's not going to help you.
Yeah. I guess I can understand changing your major if you, you know, because a lot of times you think you're going to want to be interested in one thing and then you.
Oh, yeah.
I changed my major. You know, I did too. But
I took so many marine biology courses that I originally enrolled as a biologist. And I took so many marine biology courses that it would have been an extra semester for me to finish out that biology degree. But I got my marine sciences degree in 4 years. That was a no brainer.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know. I think, well, also, you know, times are changing because, you know, childhood is a recent invention.
It's true.
It's a post-agriculture, you know, basically it's a 20th century invention. Because before then there was no childhood. You know, once you got old enough to be productive in something, most kids got put to work, you know, and it was on the farm usually.
And if you weren't productive, you were sold off to medical experiments.
Yeah. A lot of times. Yeah. So the, you know, childhood
Alan speaks from experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
I spent a lot of times being a medical experiment. but you know, people have this bizarre notion that, oh, childhood, oh, we need to, you know, and you see it, you know, you see the effects of, you know, we're in the second generation of useless children now that, you know, whose parents have been on this, oh, my life revolves around the child. That, you know, where they don't, you know, they raise little, you know, participation trophy children, you know, we're on the second generation of those.
Yep.
And it's only, yeah,
there's, I mean,
there's
certainly something to be said about that. When, you know, when I was a kid, it was one of those, like, I played a lot of video games. Video games were my crack. Oh, video games at Magic the Gathering. Jesus Christ. Oh man. I should have had a heroin habit for the amount of money I spent on that shit.
Probably be better off.
Heroin's at least cool. I wouldn't be embarrassed to admit that I shot a whole lot of smack into my arm. Never touched the stuff. How embarrassing is that? Yeah.
How sad is it that Magic the Gathering is a lower on the cool scale than being a junkie?
Straight up, yeah.
Being a horse addict.
I had my vices. And guess what? Yeah, no, there are definitely the fucking snowflakes that, you know, hey, mom, dad, can I have $20? Like, I saw friends do that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Just asking your parents for cash? Like, that's going to go over? It didn't go over in my house. Instead, it was one of those like, hey, dad, can I have $20? Yeah, cool. You know, mow the lawn, rake the leaves, do the dishes.
That's what I had to do. And then if I wanted money, I had to go do something to earn it.
Yeah. My parents would, you know, I mean, I was fucking doing shit. Like, I mean, I remember like my pediatrician would always ask during my like yearly checkup, do you have any chores at home? And I always be like, cause I had like friends, especially got kids. I mean, not being an only child, I had friends that had siblings, and they would have like a little board on there of whose turn it is to do what shit job.
It was always your turn.
so it was lined up. It was always my turn, so much that, yes, I set the table every day, you know, every dinner I did the dishes.
That's what kids are for. Damn it. Yeah,
Yeah, I did. I mean, I shoveled the fucking driveway in the wintertime. I mowed the lawn in the summertime. I split wood, and that shit was just what you do. You know, yes, my bed was made when I came out of my room in the morning. Cause guess what? That was how my mom set things straight. My bed's not made right now. I mean, it's not made right now because my wife's probably asleep in it upstairs, but she did not have to unmake it to get into it. Cause that's not how I roll. But guess what? When I was living under my mom's roof, that was how I fucking rolled. Did the laundry. I mean, I did all sorts of shit, but I didn't think about it as chores. It was just what you did. I don't think about it as chores now. It's just one of those, like, there's a pile of dishes in the sink right now. They're going to have to go in there. I'm probably going to put it off till morning, but it's going to get done. It needs to get done. But then on top of that, like, if I wanted more, and I got an allowance, but if I wanted more than that, my parents are like, sure, here's some shit I don't want to do. Do it. Doing it's worth it to me for, you know, not to do it. And as that, I mean, number one, you just get hungry for the old cash. And you know how to make it. So you're no longer looking for cash. You're looking for work. And then you also get an idea of what you're worth. I mean, I did a whole bunch of shit jobs because, hey, guess what? No, I want money. Put a roof on my house in summer. Fuck that noise. That was awful. But I guess what? I was whistling the whole time because I knew what video game I was going to buy with that cash. But yeah, there's people that don't that. Yeah. The kids that were like, Mom, can I have $20? They got $20.
Again, the only thing,
I'm not in touch with them anymore, but I've looked them up on Facebook and guess what? They ain't doing too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I think we're going to look back, you know, hundreds of years from now, historians are going to look back on this time and they're going to look at the 20th century as the golden age of labor. And you know, before the 20th century, we had a few rich people and a lot of really poor people. And, you know, I think after, you know, from now on, we're going to have a few rich people and a lot of really poor people, and everybody's going to be sitting around and the machines are going to be doing everything. So mm-hmm.
It's all the Republicans' fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course it will be.
But don't worry. We're going to have subsidized healthcare by a guy that didn't go to med school, who's got track marks on his arm.
No, it'll be a fucking robot, man. It'll be like the damn Idiocracy.
Yep.
You'll go in and you'll sit in a chair and the computer will diagnose you, and some moron will be sitting there with a bullshit welfare make work job stamping your form or something.
Yep.
And you know, it's going to suck. God, it, that movie is prescient.
It's not a comedy.
No, it's a tragedy. It's a tragic foretelling of what's to come. Oh, fuck.
That's not true. If we got as bad as Idiocracy, either China or the Saudis or somebody would just take us over.
North Koreans. I saw the remake of Red Dawn.
Did you see the remake?
Oh, no. Yeah. I saw it. It sucked.
How terrible was it?
It was awful. I actually don't remember the movie at all. All I remember is thinking it sucked.
I didn't see it for the simple fact that I could not get past the willing suspension of disbelief that, yes, we're going to be invaded by North Korea. No, how? No. Are they paddling over across the Pacific in dugout canoes?
They can't even.
Do they even have aircraft?
Yeah, they do. Some.
I'm sorry. Aircraft Piper Cub. That is not powered by a gas burner and a very, very large nylon sack.
Yes, Kim Il-jong is actually the Wizard of Oz. Hey,
they have missiles, man.
Yes, but do they ever get off the launch pad?
But
I have missiles too. I could build myself a North Korean ICBM. Doesn't even have to get off the launch pad.
Yeah, I think
this is my ICBM. It involves a soda bottle, baking soda vinegar, and I drove a nail hole through the cap.
It's Mentos and Diet Coke. There's
it's
your missile.
It's gonna get 2 feet of air, and then it's gonna spin around in a circle for a little while. But it's going to make a horrible mess and my wife's going to get mad at me.
Best rocket ever.
Hey, but hey, guess what? I'm going to be national news.
It's an ICBM.
Oh, maybe I'm not as fat as Kim Jong-un. I should put on some weight.
Do you hear they're talking about getting rid of the ICBMs?
Really?
Yeah.
Like us?
Yeah. Because they're kind of pointless. Well, the argument is they're old. They cost a shitload of money to keep operational. There's a lot of theory that a large percentage of them, if it came to actually launching them, would fail because they're really old. Yeah, and you know what happens to really old rockets?
You know, yeah,
they explode.
They blow up. The argument, you know, is like, what are we up to? The Peacekeeper is the latest one. The Minuteman III was from like the 60s, and then we had the Peacekeeper from like the 70s, and there's no new ones. And, you know, except for the ones that are in like the submarines.
Trident. Yeah. The Trident.
Yeah, but it's for some reason it's easier to keep those operational. I don't know why. The Navy's just better at shit. You know, they've never had a nuclear accident on a ship.
That you know of?
No, they never have. They've had, you know, they've had fires and stuff like that. Oh,
nuclear subs go missing all the time.
Yeah, man, I heard that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were mainstream media. No, we just make up whatever the hell we want.
Sources say. Yeah. Confidential sources say.
Oh man, the Trident is an ICBM.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
How the hell did I know that? First deployed March 1990.
Yeah, that's the underwater launch missile.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that. Yeah, that you could send something off the submarine and get it into space.
Oh yeah. That's the one that like the submarines, the missile submarines, is really what bankrupted the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with that is what.
So here's the big question, Alan, is I remember reading a Popular Mechanics on the declassified information on the nuclear flying saucer.
What?
You remember seeing that? Oh, you didn't see that?
The nuclear flying saucer. You're talking about like Nerva or you?
No, it was actually, there we go. Yep. There it is. Put it in the chat. Definitely put this shit in the show notes. Cause yeah, it was actually a flying saucer.
It wasn't really a flying saucer. It was a flying half saucer.
Oh, fuck you.
It's a flying broken plate.
The whole idea behind this thing. So it's essentially like, it's really closer to like a semi-permanent space station because it really just kind of goes up and hangs out in orbit. And I think the idea was there actually would even be like changing out crew. But you know, but between missions, but essentially it's just a big flying saucer and it could poop out MIRVs.
Oh yeah. That was,
and the idea being that like somebody blows the horn, it could dump a whole bunch of MIRVs into atmosphere.
Yeah.
And just hang out. I don't know if it could recapture them or not. If it needed
to. But then
it could send out a launch command and essentially launch all of these reentry vehicles
right
all at once.
Before they invented ICBMs, this was the standard way that they thought of that nuclear bombs would be dropped from an orbital platform. That's okay. Like, that's like 50s design. They were, that was, in fact, that's why the Soviets and the commies in the State Department passed that no nukes in space law.
Star Wars that also
killed the Orion, the first Orion, not the bullshit one they have now.
Well, there's another like sci-fi speculation. I remember actually seeing a really interesting thing on one of the Call of Duties. The plot point was around a satellite that was a kinetic strike satellite. It had these reentry rods.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. But then the dude was doing like the calculations on how much mass you could get out of just a kinetic rod being dropped from space. Kind of similar to the idea of the, who was the person who was talking about dropping a rock from the moon?
It was Heinlein. Moon is a harsh mistress.
Yeah. But there was also, there was someone just recently that said,
oh yeah, the politician that said it. Everybody made fun of them.
To be fair, they're a dumb Democrat. So it was probably a blind pig finding a nut sort of idea. But the idea of, yeah, pulling a big old rock off the moon and dropping it into Earth's gravity well, it's way worse than a nuke.
Yes, no fallout. And yeah, no fallout. For explosive force, a lot worse, but it's a clean explosion.
Yeah. But let's be honest. Do we really want the fallout?
No.
Of course we do.
No.
How else are we going to have Damnation Alley with George Papar?
Or Black Rain.
Or the mutants. We need mutants.
That's right. I want 6 foot tall chickens. I was promised 6 foot tall chickens.
We have those. They're called emus.
That's true. We do. And they're horrible.
We have 8 foot tall chickens too, just so you know, Jay. And they're even worse.
They're called ostriches.
Yeah.
Are they ostri?
They're called murder goose.
Murder goose.
Kind of are. They're mean. Have you seen their feet? Oh my god.
Oh, they're super mean. There's one of the shit out of you. And that thing will just fucking pace around and give you the eye, and you're like, holy shit, that thing wants to kill me.
That's a dinosaur, man.
I've never been near a cassowary, and I've heard cassowaries are even fucking ornerier.
Yeah, they got one at the Houston Zoo. And it's
a cassowary?
Yeah, a cassowary. And it looks from the knee down. You'd swear it was a velociraptor.
Oh, it's a velociraptor rooster. Yeah. It's absolutely a velociraptor. And to be fair, if you don't look at Jurassic Park and look at the actual, like, documented what we found of velociraptors, they pretty much look like cassowaries.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Except for a cassowary is fucking bigger than a velociraptor.
Have you seen those videos of cassowary fucking somebody up?
I actually have not.
Oh, do a YouTube search. Oh yeah. Just do a YouTube search for cassowary attack or something like that. And
doing it right.
Sorry. Now. My YouTube searches are relegated solely to Russian dash cam.
Those are pretty awesome. Man. That is a good way to burn a whole fucking evening.
Oh God. Yeah.
Guess I'm not getting anything done today.
It is a giant hole that you just fall into because you see one and there's 14,000 other ones.
And they're all awesome.
And it's all like, oh my, every time you think, oh my God, this cannot possibly get any worse.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden there's a tank crossing the road. You're like, what?
I saw that one. Oh man. I'm making notes as we go along.
Oh, come on. Show the guy fuck somebody up. Come on, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got a shaky cell phone camera. Just a bunch of fucking dipshit tourists standing on a beach with a big old fucking. Do you say cock cassowary? I want to say bull. I want to say bull cassowary. I don't want to use bird terms. Yeah, that thing's a goddamn Deinonychus.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna just go see this guy's entrails get spilled. Come on, get this son of a bitch. That is the most half-assed fucking Velociraptor I ever seen.
Would a male one be a Velociraptor?
I would call it a Velociraptor. Why not?
Veloci hen.
It's like peacock, pea fowl.
No, it's peacock, pea vagina.
Can we say peacunt?
Oh, no, because I don't want to put it in a pie.
Oh, God. Oh, look, it's an hour.
Oh, good night. Good night, internet. We just went off the rails. Yep. This is why we have Brita on the show.
Yeah.
We need to work on that.
Because without Brita, we suck ass.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week, mostly.
Night,
Bye.
Good night, guys.